Hi, I'm Paula Zahn, announcing the launch of On the Case, the podcast. Experience the most dramatic true crime investigations in a whole new way. Hear from loved ones on a relentless quest for justice and interviews with the detectives who piece together the mystery. On the Case with Paula Zahn, the podcast. Download it wherever you listen to podcasts.
Hi, and welcome to America Right Now Pod. I am your host, me. That's me with six E's and sometimes seven. We're going to talk about some of the biggest stories going on in America right now. So stick around with me. Let's kick things off talking about the Diddy trial. It is the trial of the century so far this year. Lots of trials are going on, but this one's really important. So on Monday, they finalized the jury, and now they have a jury, which is 12 people who are peers. So peers means that, like, there could be, like, the same peer group of P. Diddy or anybody his age, but they really shouldn't know an awful lot about what's going on. And so the prosecution and the defense gave their opening statements. And so far, we've had how many? I think on Monday, Israel Flores and Daniel Phillips, who is a professional stripper, said that he was hired multiple times to have sex with Cassie while Diddy watched and played with himself. He recounted an incident where he saw Diddy throw a bottle of something at Cassie, and then he dragged her by the hair, which made her weaves fall out. And then I think what was in the bottle was Drano or something. I don't know. And then we proceeded to day two, where Cassie Ventura gave her own testimony. She talked about her relationship with Diddy starting when she was 19 and how he liked to watch her take poops, which is what he called the freak off. And she didn't mind the freak offs or pooping at first, but then it became a job. And then she would have to use drugs like ecstasy and cocaine and ibuprofen. And she always felt disgusted. And he was making her take X-lax so she would poop more. And every time she pooped, he would put baby oil all over his body and then he would roll around in it. Isn't that disgusting? These are the allegations. She also talked about some of the male prostitutes that were hired for the freak-offs, guys with, like, big and small you-know-whats, because Diddy was into every single size. She's expected to continue her testimony, and the trial is supposed to last anywhere from 8 to 10 weeks. So let's all pray, and in the meantime, don't listen to any of Diddy's music, okay? Just don't. Because it's going to go on for a long time. Now, if he's acquitted, you can go ahead and listen to all of his music. Because Diddy, I kind of like Diddy. I mean, my dad did. Okay, speaking of rap artists and performers, everybody knows Ye. I mean, Kanye West, who used to be married to Kim Kardashian, but is now married to Bianca Censor. I didn't know how to say her last name, but she's really pretty. I mean, she shows her boobs a lot. So what's going on with Ye this week is crazy because he put out a rap song about a week ago or 2 weeks ago where he talked about how he and his cousin gave each other blowjobs or something, which is really gross because you shouldn't give your cousins or your relatives even sex stuff. I know that if you go to the porn sites and you're looking at a lot of different OnlyFans pages, I haven't put mine together yet. I'm working on that. I might do Fansly. And because with Fansly, you can just do, you don't have to do nude. You can do semi-nude, flirtatious type of things. You know what I mean? You don't have to get fully crazy or anything, but I'm still in the gym and everything. So I'm not really going to work on that right now. Anyway, I digress. But what's also going on is, listen, YZY drops are starting to get crazy because he put out a song about the former German president or king or something from like World War One or Two, whenever it was, that was a bad war. And this guy, I think his name was, I'm going to say his name. You're not supposed to because the algorithms will pick up on it and you totally could get demonetized. But his name was Hitler and his first name was Rudolph. So not, I mean, that is not where, by the way, Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer comes from. But his name was Rudolf Hitler, and he was really bad, and he ran Germany for like 30 years. And he tried to take over all of Europe, including Russia and India. And he did not win because the United States went over there and they just bombed them until Hitler exploded and died. But he didn't like certain people. He didn't like Jewish people. And I know a lot of Jewish people, and I don't know why he would do that to them. And you could look that up. I mean, you could Google what he did. It's not good. They call it the Holocaust. The Holocaust. I mean, it's terrible. My dad was telling me about it, and my grandpa told me about it. And then my great-grandpa, who I never got to meet, he fought in actually World War I or II. I think they should just combine them because it seems like it just ended up lasting. So Hitler, I mean, Kanye put out this Rudolf Hitler song that features speech by Rudolf Hitler, and it's terrible. And nobody's playing it. It was originally on Spotify and SoundCloud, but they both took it down and you can't find it anywhere on YouTube. So don't listen to it and get rid of all your old Kanye stuff, except for the first four albums, because they're so good. Why would you get rid of them? Like, I know Michael Jackson had sex with Macaulay Culkin, but that doesn't mean I'm not going to watch Home Alone or Home Alone 2 or The Good Son or any of his movies because he's really a good actor. But Kanye's in a lot of trouble, and a lot of the people think that he's like almost as much of a Nazi as Elon Musk is. Anyway, that's it for your Kanye report. On to the next story. Hey guys, sorry to interrupt, but I want to let you know that this week's podcast is brought to you by Scraps. What is Scraps? Scraps is the at-home delivery box that you get once a week filled with scraps. It could be pieces of fat, shards of bone, leftovers from cutting lettuce, anything that's left over that a restaurant in your town scrapes off of their preparation table and puts into a bin. That's right, scraps. You can use it for mulch, you can use it for compost, or you can make some sort of mulligan stew out of it. It's really cool. It's very easy. All you have to do is download the Scraps app and sign up. And every single week, you'll get a box of scraps. And if you sign up today and use code word ME, that's ME with six E's, you will get free used fryer fat every single month that you can make biodiesel out of if you have the right thing in the back. I don't know how to do that, but it's really cool. That's scraps. Sign up for scraps. Use code name ME, that's M with six E's. Or is it seven? I don't know. Okay, let's get serious, guys. We have to talk about the guy who's the president. And I know a lot of people don't like to hear his name because of what he represents to people around the country who aren't exactly on board with a lot of things that we like, or just people in general who are not good, like the Sixers, the January Sixers, and the people that, you know, staged a civil war on January 6th. And so anyway, I'll just say his name because that's what this is all about. We have to keep it real. And one of the things I'm doing is we're going to talk about Donald Trump, who is president of the United States. And right now, or at least he was yesterday, in Saudi Arabia, which is in the Middle East and is a country where the Arabians live. And they have a king and they make a lot of oil. And there's a bunch of other countries around there like Qatar and Yemeni, and I think there's one called Dubai, and there's also Israel, and they're not Arabs, or I'm sorry, they're not Muslims, but anyway, they're involved. So the president was there, Donald Trump, and he had got a plane from this country, it doesn't have a U after it, but I say it the right way anyway, Qatar. It doesn't have a U, but I'm going to say it the way we say things. And that's just how I am. Don't get triggered or mad. And don't blow up my comments, please. Anyhow, so Donald Trump is in was in Saudi Arabia, and he got an airplane from Qatar, which he's going to use for Air Force One, which is the president's personal plane. And every president gets to keep one after they retire from being president. And the only president that never got to keep one, well, there's two. The first one that didn't get to keep one was JFK because he got killed. And then the second one that didn't get to keep one is Joe Biden because he wasn't able to really know where he was. And that's sad. I mean, things are coming out now that, you know, I had no idea about. None. I had absolutely no idea about what happened when he was president, although he seemed like a nice old grandpa type of guy. And I really like Kamala Harris. I thought she should have gotten the Air Force One. But anyway, Qatar gave Donald Trump this airplane and everybody's upset about it because it's like, oh, what's he going to do for them? Well, he turned around and got a big deal for Boeing, which makes airplanes in the United States. And he gave the Boeing deal to Qatar, and Qatar got like 200 or 300 planes or something that they're going to buy. So that's good, I guess, if you work for Boeing. He also lifted sanctions on a country called Syria, which is over there. And that is good. And then he got $600 billion from the Saudi Arabian people. And so that is cool. And that's what's going on over there. So he's over there wheeling and dealing. You know, he's old and everything. And I mean, he did some gross stuff. That's what I read about. And of course, saw about that he did gross things with like porn stars and stuff. And he used to have a TV show that I remember watching once with my mom and dad. And they liked it because he would like fire people. And my mom and dad both fire people sometimes. But I never really got it because it was just sort of boring. They would just talk a lot and then do things. But anyway, so that's what he did. And that's President Trump news. TikTok. Guys, I love TikTok. And I like this. Another thing that I like about the president is that he's saving TikTok. And he, you know, because a lot of people do business on TikTok. And there's a lot of cool things you can do. But there's also bad things you can do. And that's why number three news story, or is it number four? I don't know, but that's where we are. It might be number four. Anyway, it doesn't matter. We don't keep, we just 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Oh, I love learning the count. I did. I loved it so much. This is sort of what they call a digression, but one of my favorite people from Sesame Street was the count, who was like this Jewish guy who pretended to be a vampire, and he just liked to count. And he would go, 1, 2, 3, Don't, I only call him that, what his religion is because that's what my aunt used to say, that he looks like one of them. But anyway, that's not cool. I don't mean anything negative by it. And I don't know if my aunt did or not, but probably because she's a racist. But anyway, TikTok's Chromebook Challenge is sparking concern. There is a viral Chromebook Challenge going on TikTok right now that encourages high school kids to make their school Chromebook explode. Now, people are getting all worked up about this, and rightfully so, like teachers and moms and dads. And sometimes dads and moms or single moms or single dads or kids that live with their grandparents or kids in orphanages who have Chromebooks but no parents, because I want to be inclusive and that's what we're all about. But anyway, people are blowing up their Chromebooks, and that's not cool because it's not cool to do these things. You remember when people were eating Tide Pods and then people were doing the cinnamon challenge and they were just eating like a jar full of cinnamon that wasn't very good and people were choking on it? Or the live octopus challenge was pretty bad too. I had a friend at high school who did the live octopus challenge where she swallowed a live octopus and it closed around her windpipe and she died. And we had a big picture of her in the yearbook. And it was very sad because she was, you know, really pretty. And she had a great boyfriend who was on the football team. He wasn't the quarterback. I think he was on the offense or something, or the defense. But he was really hot. And I ended up consoling him one night. And we ended up consoling each other for about a month. And then I had to go to the clinic. But that's okay because, you know, I live in a state where women's rights are respected. Don't do it. Just don't blow up your Chromebook or eat live octopuses.
Hey, man, check out my new podcast. Jim explains all the people who died in the 60s and 70s. That's right. It's from Wondery. That's not Wondery. It's Wondery with an A. And I will be breaking down all the cool people who died in the 60s and 70s and all the conspiracies surrounding that. This is a multi-part podcast, man. Yeah. Ride the snake, baby. 700 episodes coming to you soon from Wondery, not Wondery. Don't forget that.
Here's a fun story. Chimpanzees are using leaves to clean each other up after sex. We use towels or old t-shirts or a sheet, or sometimes we just jump right into the shower. When I have sex with guys that I meet on Tinder or Hinge, sometimes Field, depending on where they finish, I will usually just go to the shower, or sometimes I'll just use like a Kleenex or a napkin or something. Other times there's no need, right, girls? Other times there's no need because I'm just really good at finishing a guy off. And it's an acquired taste. I learned about it way before I should have. Anyway, I'm not going to get into that. Totally not going to get into that. But if I were a chimpanzee and I lived in the woods like they do, or the desert, wherever the chimpanzees live, if I was having sex, I would find the closest leaf and clean up immediately because, listen, they don't have good clinics where they live, and they have to have a baby every time, even if it like has its heart growing out of its body or if it's born like silly. But anyway, good on the apes. So there's a senator in the state of Utah whose name is Mike Lee, and the senators are elected by the people of the country to represent the state. And what he is doing as a Mormon who is not in favor of such things is banning like pornography because like he thinks it's bad for girls and boys and people who don't identify as either or non-cisgendered types who make pornography to do that sort of thing. And pornography isn't really their purview. It's like a First Amendment type of thing. And I, like I said, I don't normally editorialize, and I'm going to do lewds, not nudes, on Thansley. I'm still setting up my account. Just lewds where, you know, it's provocative that I'm not really, you know, showing you anything, but some of my friends are on OnlyFans and many vids, and they make a lot of money. One of my friends, Denise, isn't that weird? Her name is Denise. She's only like 24. And you know, a lot of women named Denise, at least white women. And they are doing all sorts of things and making all sorts of great money that they can put away for when they eventually have kids when they're in their 40s. And the kids have ADD because, you know, anyway, I don't want to get into that. I don't want to get that. I want to have kids before I'm 30. And I only want two. I want a boy and a girl. And I would like a very wealthy husband. But that, you know, every girl wants that, right? But anyway, so this congressman, Senator Mike Lee from Utah, who's a Mormon, he doesn't like pornography and he wants it banned. He says it's obscenity. But even Donald Trump has advocated for pornography or pornos because he had sex with Stormy Daniels, who was like this older plus-sized pornography star from long time ago, like 30 years ago or something. And she did a lot of movies and she had sex with him and he normalized it. So let's not grab pornography by the pussy, Mike Lee. First Amendment rules, Utah drool.
Hi, I'm Senator Bernie Sanders, inviting you to check out my podcast, Feel the Burn. Next week, I'll be speaking to the very controversial and up-to-date and funny and very, very attractive, me. Why is she controversial? Because she spells me with six E's, or her parents did. But I'll be talking to her and she'll be talking to me, and we'll talk about the world, we'll talk about politics, pop culture, the Diddy trial, all that stupid shit. On Feel the Burn, wherever you find podcasts. And not Wondery, or Wondery, or Windry, but somewhere. Maybe it's I Fart. Ah, that was an easy one. Ah, Bernie out!
Okay, it's time for Rapid Fire, where we just talk about a bunch of headlines. So number five, former Joe Biden, presidential mayor, cabinet member, Pete Buttigieg. He is going to be running for president and he has a beard now. And what I like about him is he's married and his husband, Chasen. You think it's Jason, but it's not. It's Chasen. Well, he and Chasen have a baby. And even though the rigors of being parents, married parents, is tough, Pete Buttigieg doesn't have a lot to do right now because he was a mayor and then all of a sudden you ran for president. Like, how did he do that? Because you usually have to be like a congressman or senator or governor or president or like mayor or something. He was mayor of a town in Indiana that's not very big, like Great Bend or South Bend or Bendover. I'm just kidding. Listen, I'm not being offensive or mean, but that was funny. He wants to rebuild the Democratic Party in his image so he and David Hogg can be president and vice president, and we'll have President Buttigieg. Okay, guys, that's the end of today's episode of America Today Right Now, or America Right Now Today. I forgot the name of it by the time I recorded that. Hey, look for me on the Feel the Burn podcast with Senator Bernie Sanders. We'll be talking about all the issues. And don't forget to check out my Fansly when I get it made. I'm in a lot of trouble right now because I have been arrested for driving on a suspended license. And also, I was drunk. And then I got in trouble because I offered sex to the police officer who turned out to be a woman. And I swear to God, I couldn't tell because I was drunk. And also, she looked like a man. And it very well could have been a man at one time pretending, who now identifies differently. But anyway, I'm getting into a whole new thing. That's a whole other can of eggs. So I'm just going to say goodbye and have a great day.
You didn't think it was over, did you? Of course not. I will say thank you to me with six E's for her new podcast, America Right Now Today, or America Today Right Now. I forget the name of it because everything was ad-libbed and done with 11 Labs AI voice changer. I did all of the stuff you just heard with my own voice, but then I changed it to make it a vapid female podcast host. And no, it's not on Wondery, Windry, or Wandry, although those are fun names. I may do more later. I don't know. Hey, it's Wednesday. It is already May 14th. This month has gone by very, very fast. My son's birthday is coming up. He's going to be 4 years old. I cannot wait to celebrate it with him and have his big party this weekend and then another party a week later. So he's truly getting off on the right foot doing the birthday week, birthday month. May is a very significant month. You have Mother's Day, my wife's birthday, and our son's birthday. Also, Eric Von Hessler's birthday from the Von Hessler Doctrine. My old co-worker, Larry Wax, who used to be Eric's partner, his birthday is also on May 26th. So everything converges on that day. That is right. Hey, Radio Labyrinth is brought to you by, and by inference, if that's the proper way of using it, Trambles is brought to you by Atlanta Pizza and Euro. What is Atlanta Pizza and Euro? Well, that is a good question. It is a pizza place, and they also sell Euros. It is in Conyers, Georgia. They have a fantastic selection of beers. They also have a food truck, but they have all sorts of fun things going on, and they're out there in Conyers, Georgia, and I think you should check them out. They've been sponsoring us for a long time. Mike Hall is an awesome dude, and if you're looking for a food truck or anything, call 770-483-6228. We're also brought to you by LDI Repro Printing. See? It's in the top of my head. I'm not looking at any notes. LDI Repro Printing of Athens, Georgia. If you need repro printing, call Brett at LDI Repro Printing in Athens, Georgia. Just go to Google and you'll find him. And also, Radio Labyrinth is brought to you by some awesome, awesome people who donate every month to the Patreon. Go to patreon.com/Tim Andrews. If you're looking for one of those cameo things, and boy, did I do a lot of them for Mother's Day. One. You can go to cameo.com. T Andrews ATL, I believe is my username. Hope that's right. I'll never fucking remember it. Boy, that was fun. And I hope we hear more from me with six E's in the near future. And among other things, and thanks to 11 Labs for doing all that. It's fun. It's simple. Oh, that was a deep breath. All right, I guess that's going to do it for me today. I don't know what's going on with the I got to pump all this shit up because I don't know what's going on. I really don't know what's going on with this program here. It's driving me crazy. So everything's really low. Yes, Trambles, Radio Labyrinth, Bob Seger, Radio, Fart. Holy shit, Tom Segura's new show on Netflix is funny. We'll be talking about it on Radio Labyrinth this week. Look for Radio Labyrinth on YouTube. Like, subscribe, turn on the bell, do every fucking thing that you gotta fucking do.